I start to turn around, but Mrs. McKnight says, "Toby?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"I was thinking about your mom today."
My stomach burns.
"I know you must miss her. Goodness, I miss her. She always seemed to have a song in her head and a smile on her face."
I tuck my hands in my pockets and dig my heel into the grass.
"It takes a brave woman to go after her dreams these days. You should be proud of her."
She wipes her forehead with the back of her hand, moving a few dark curls away from her face.
"Sometimes people don't feel complete until they go after their dreams. Even I have a few dreams of my own."
"You do?" I say, wishing I hadn't sounded surprised. She laughs.
"I know I don't look like I would, but I do. It's nothing glamorous like your mom's. I've always wanted to travel around the southeastern part of the country searching for old roses."
"Oh," I say, nodding like I understand the greatness of it, but of course I don't. She bends down and smells one of her perfect blooms.
"I'd love to tromp through old graveyards